I thought the first two-thirds of Gorky Park were about as good as a murder mystery can get. Somehow, Martin Cruz Smith had written a detective story that seemed Russian down to its very bones, that sang in Russian and dreamed in Russian. Gorky Park had the feel of a brilliant translation, and yet Smith also insinuated all the exotic information an American reader would have no way of knowing, and a Russian character no reason to think about. How Moscow cops work, how that work is messed with by the KGB, mink farming, the feeding and drinking and automotive habits of a not-so-classless Soviet society, and so on. And then in the last third of the novel, Police Inspector Arkady Renko went to New York, and the book fell apart. The movie version was even worse. I stamped my foot. Arkady returns in Polar Star, and Polar Star is just about perfect. Arkady, a political unreliable, has been punished for abetting a defection to the West. He's spent time drugged in one of those fun-loving Soviet psychiatric hospitals. He's escaped to Siberia, a fugitive who flees from one dreary job to the next, until he ends up on the slime line in a huge Soviet factory ship, the Polar Star, whose task it is to process the tons of fish hauled up by American trawlers in the Bering Strait. In one of the nets submitted to this factory ship is the naked body of a young Soviet woman, who seems to have slept with every male, American and Russian, within sonar range of the Arctic Circle. Because the fishing expedition is a joint Soviet-American operation, her murder has every variety of political repercussion. Because Arkady is known to the ship's captain as having been once upon a time a Moscow police detective, he's summoned from his below-decks chore of vacuuming pinkish water from the eviscerated bodies of dead mackerel to save everybody's pink face. You'd think he'd welcome any way out of the slime line, where, quote, some of the fish literally explode as their air bladders expand on the way from the bottom of the sea, and soft bits of them cling like mucus to caps, oilskin aprons, lashes, lips. Indeed, so much atmosphere is so pungently evoked aboard the Polar Star that on the whole I'd rather spend my time in a Soviet psychiatric hospital. But Arkady just wants to be left alone. He's trapped instead between the KGB and Soviet naval intelligence. He isn't sure whether he's supposed to solve the murder or cover it up. He finds himself in the middle of two conspiracies, one having to do with drug smuggling, the other with underwater espionage, which may or may not be related. Before Arkady ends up being chased across the ice cap of the northern wastes, we will have heard a lot of the new rhetoric of the Gorbachev era, learned a lot about Soviet womanhood, gotten on intimate terms with ironies both emotional and political, and decided never again under any circumstances to eat fish. What's more astonishing, an American writer, inside the head of a Soviet policeman, will oblige us powerfully to empathize with Russian patriotism. Every aspect of Polar Star closes and clicks like the hasp of a knife, like the folds of a fan. More than a satisfaction, it's a dazzler.